going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now happy to welcome in the newest member of the Black and Gold, Maliki Matavayo. Welcome in. How you doing? And congratulations on getting drafted by the Saints.
I'm doing awesome. Thank you. You know, excited for this opportunity.
Just so you know, we are going to be talking with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, our draft analyst, Mike Dettillier, Saints legendary quarterback, Bobby Hebert. First up, though, All-Pro legendary running back, Deuce McAllister, and color analyst for the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Deuce, what you got for Maliki?
Maliki, I just want to hear you say your name for us because they sent it out to us, but I just want to hear you say it, and then do you have a nickname?
Yeah, I got you. Maliki Matavao. I just go by Mo.
Mo!
Bob, you got that one. You got that one, Bobby.
I love your nickname.
Maliki Matavao, but I go by Mo. So, Mo, congratulations. And, you know, just tell us a little bit about your game, playing the tight end position. You were out at UCLA and, you know, just to get to this point, having this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I love playing this game, especially at the tight end. And I feel like, you know, I do well at everything being asked to be a tight end in this game and age. Being a tight end, I can get down, put my hand down, play in line, but then also I can, you know, put me in the slot, flex me out, and I can, you know, do some good things in the pass game. So, you know, I'm glad coach took, you know, this chance and this opportunity for me, you know, to go out and showcase my, you know, what I can do and, you know, help the Saints in any way I can.
Mo, do you have a favorite route that you like to run, whether it's in line or whether you're split out as the H?
Real answer is any route that I get the ball, but I love running that cell route, any out-breaking routes. Those are my favorites.
Well, I mean, I like the real answer. I mean, any route that you can get the ball, that's the route you like, but nothing wrong with the cell, you know, just being able to take advantage of the speed, the quickness, and being able to set that safety or linebacker up.
Oh, yeah.
Maliki, Mike Dettillier, first of all, congratulations. And I remember we doing our prep work for LSU pregame. You guys came to Tiger Stadium. It was a hot day that day when the Bruins came down to Baton Rouge. But everything clicked for you this year. And sometimes in a career, it's never that steady road. Go to Oregon, maybe didn't get all those opportunities. But, man, it really clicked. And what was the main thing for you this year? You led the team in receptions.
To have a breakout season.
To have that big year for the Bruins.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, a testament to the coaches that were brought in to help me, but also just I wanted to go out and really prove that, you know, because my dream was to get to this point, and now my dream is, you know, to play as long as I can. So it's just being able to, you know, stay disciplined, work my tail off, and just, you know, never getting complacent where I was at. So I just was able to, you know, stack great days on great days. And, you know, when I had my bad days, I was able to bounce back and just, you know, take it all in and make sure, you know, I'm at least trying to get 1% better. And that's what I think really helped me this past year.
Now, Mo, looking at your size, 6'6", basically at 265, 260, whatever. And that, you know, a lot of this day and age, I'm a pass receiving tight end. If you can work on this, if you can run block, and you can add that to your repertoire, I would tell you that'll go a long way because you're not little. So what do you think you have to do going forward as far as where the coaches can count on you as a run blocker? Okay, we want to get you the ball. We want you also to be like that glorified tackle, a tight end, and we can count on you and run block it.
Yeah, definitely just have to take pride in, you know, ownership. You know, if I want to get the ball, I got to show that I can, especially now, you know, go down, block the C gap, especially against these good pass rushers and, you know, edges in the NFL. So just basically honing in on, you know, that part of my game and just, you know, emphasizing it a little bit more and just making sure, you know, that I'll be there and I'll be a reliable guy for, you know, for this team.
Maliki, one of the things in the transfer from Oregon to UCLA, was that just a situation where you wanted a better opportunity to play? Or was there a connection maybe with a coach that maybe tried to recruit you out of high school in the Nevada area? So that transfer from Oregon to UCLA, what was the main factor there? And was it just more of an opportunity to play there at UCLA?
Yeah, it was just definitely, like you said, it was an opportunity. I wanted to go show more than just one area of my game. So I wanted to be able to expand, you know, show everyone watching, you know, my game is more than just what I was being asked to do at Oregon. So just basically, yeah, like you said, you know, for, you know, a new opportunity to go out and show my game.
Maliki, this is Mike Haas. I do the radio play-by-play for the Saints. First off, congratulations. I mean, you knew going in, despite the great year that you had at UCLA, this was an enormously heavy tight end draft. And it was. It played out, right? I think you were the 14th, 15th tight end taken. Knowing that going in, what was this weekend like for you with so many tight ends that you knew were out there?
You know, it was like I've always, you know, approached everything. It's just, you know, I had, you know, there was a great tight ends ahead of me, great tight ends, you know, in this draft. And it was just more like, I know what my game is. I know once I get that opportunity to get my name called, I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to go in and compete. And I'm never going to be complacent where I'm at. I'm just going to go and compete and, you know, play this game that I love. And, you know, there's nothing better than the game of football.
Mo, did the Saints work you out individually? Was there an inkling that the Saints might have had an interest in you and could have picked you in this draft class?
No, I never got a workout, but I was able to have meet with Coach Haslett at the combine, and then, you know, we had a Zoom, and, you know, he stayed in touch, had some phone calls, and, you know, he showed real interest, and, you know, he kept it real with me, and I can, you know, I have respect for people, you know, keep everything honest and real, and, you know, I could definitely tell that he had some, you know, interest and, you know, led me to, you know, thinking, you know, eventually I might have had a shot with the Saints, so.
Oh, have you played, I don't recall this, any special teams throughout your career, either at Oregon or at UCLA?
Yeah, both Oregon and UCLA, I've played on, you know, kickoff return, you know, up back, and then I've played as a PP on the punt team at both Oregon and UCLA. So, yeah, I've played quite a few special team reps.
Well done. Has to be a great day, man, for you, man. We're
congratulations,
very happy for you.
Mo, man. And we're thrilled for you. And that's one area we could use here in the Saints. We could use another tight end.
Yeah, so, Mo, are you coming to town and getting involved? The OTAs right around the corners, all the rookies getting together? Now, it's going to be a little hotter than it is out on the West Coast.
No, but he was in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So, well, when are you coming to town? Is it?
Well, he's on quarter system too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm all done and graduated. So I'll get my flight information soon, and I'm, you know, in the very near future I'll be heading down to New Orleans. So I'll be ready.
And Mo, I'm just curious, what do you know about this Kellen Moore offense? Because I sure know he loves his tight ends.
I know, especially watching from a film with Coach Haslett, that we definitely love the tight end. So I'm just ready. Whatever he asked me to do, I'm going to go out, perform, and do my best. So I'm excited.
Mo, we got a tradition here with the Who Dat Nation. The Cajun Cannon's going to break it all down for you about your first initiation, I guess you said, in black and gold. You could say in black and gold here.
Yeah, now you coming into a special group. You know, the Chiefs have their kingdom, but we have our nation. We the Who Dat Nation. So you have to give us a couple little, like, Who Dat? Who Dat? Let me hear it. Let me hear it. Give me a couple little Who Dats to get the Who Dat Nation excited.
Who dat?
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Got it.
Well done.
Well done. As a triple.
That's right. Good start.
Great stuff, Maliki Matavayo. Look forward to seeing you at Rookie Minicamp, and congratulations, man. Have a great rest of the evening.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.